Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I do trust in Leon Rose, and he is clearly, obviously, closer to the team than I am. And he has done an incredible job as the executive of this team, and I give him as much credit as Tom Thibodeau, if not more, for changing the franchise. To me, it's Thibodeau. It's obviously Leon Rose and Jalen Brunson. Those are the three figures that have turned around this team. And it started before Jalen Brunson. So I give Tibbs and Leon Rose as much credit. And if you want to say Leon Rose deserves more, I'm not going to even argue with you. So on some level, assuming that it was Leon Rose, and I can't assume otherwise. Like, it's just speculation. We can talk about, you know, I don't have any sources. It was funny because I was listening, being on the fan here, listening to Mike and Chris still out there doing their own stuff. Mike on his podcast, Chris still doing his, you know, radio show on Sirius XM and still doing ESPN and everything. And they both came out with total differing opinions. Maybe we'll get the sound in a little bit. I'll bother Mike to go find it. Dog is 100% confident that the owner is behind it, that how could Leon Rose justify firing a coach who did this, had this incredible run here in 5 years, Eastern Conference Final, first time in 25 years, the whole bit. I called a bunch of people. I know for a fact that it's the owner. And, you know, Mike doing the, I made some phone calls. I have it on good authority. I feel very comfortable saying this. This was a Leon Rose decision. James Dolan or Jim Dolan had nothing to do with this. So they're on opposite sides. But, okay, so yeah, you know what? If you have it, let's just hear it because it is kind of funny. Because it is a big question. I know Evan's harping on it. It is a big deal. Because what I'm about to get into is that I trust in Leon Rose. He knows the team better than I do. And if he really felt like this was something that had to happen, and I'll get into this a little bit more as we go through it here, that is the one thing that I have to at least try and tell myself, as much as I disagree with it, that he's done an incredible job. He's been as big a part of the reason of this turnaround. And if he felt like this was needed, it helps me deal with it a little bit, even though I disagree. But if this is forced by James Dolan, there's nothing to latch onto. I have nothing to latch onto if James Dolan forced his hand. Now it's not trust Leon Rose. Leon Rose didn't want to do it. Now I feel like, geez, if that's the case, now I feel like it's Leon Rose didn't want to do it. Now I'm really pissed because the two guys who turned this franchise around, it wasn't James Dolan. The two guys turned this franchise around, both, you know, one's gone and the other one didn't want to get rid of him. So I'm going to trust that it's Leon Rose, but it was funny today listening to Chris and Mike. So let's hear their differing opinions on who was behind the firing of Tom Thibodeau.
I feel like I have that on very good authority. I feel very comfortable with that. And like I said, I tell you with complete, complete faith in this information that this is Leon Rose's decision and nobody else's. I feel 100% confident about that.
But this is about Dolan. Don't let anybody hear you. Don't let anybody in America hear you say, this is Leon Rose. Nonsense. Nonsense. I don't want to hear from Rose. Everybody knows that Rose had nothing to do with this. This is Dolan. And this is Dolan. This is not Leon Rose. Please, don't go to Leon Rose. It's not him. This has nothing to do with Leon Rose. Leon Rose was his agent, for crying out loud. You think he's going to give him a three-year extension last year at the end of the season, and then the agent then fire him after he gets to the conference final the next year? I mean, come on. Leon's too smart for that nonsense. There's no way he would have done that. He hired him, then he gave him a contract extension, and then they go to an Eastern Conference final for the first time in a quarter of a century, and he decides to dump him? Ah, come on. Hey, if you believe that, you believe in a tooth fairy.
Well, I know for a fact there is a tooth fairy, and you're talking to him. That was great, right into Chris. And there was also a clip, we couldn't find it, where he says he made phone calls himself, and everybody on the phone calls are telling him it's the owner. I can tell you this, because although I did play the audio from my Saturday show, the first time I ever worked with Chris, I never really worked with Chris. I don't know him pretty much at all, other than maybe to say hello to, and even when he says hello to me, I doubt he knows who I am. But Mike, I worked with for many years. And I can't, and this isn't to diminish what Chris said or that he doesn't have people he talked to or that his point is invalid, because he makes sense there with the contract argument. It makes a lot of sense. And I disagree with the firing, so I kind of lean, you know, that Rose wouldn't want to do this. But I can tell you Mike has excellent sources inside the Garden. That's all I can tell. At least I know. And that was maybe 5 years ago. Maybe those sources aren't as prominent anymore. But I can promise you he does have sources inside Madison Square Garden and close to James Dolan. But I don't know. But let's just assume it was Leon Rose, because assuming anything else is just going to infuriate me further. So assuming it is Leon Rose, assuming he understands the team better than I do, and assuming he understands that they made the move for Karl Anthony Towns. And this is what it boils down to, and it's the one thing that I was just talking about it with Marco too. It's the one thing that settles me down a little bit in this whole thing, is that Karl Anthony Towns is going to be here. I just don't see a way around it. You know, you could only wait so long before making a decision on what superstar you were going to get. Like, I've seen a couple of clips now. Oh, you traded all these prospects for, you traded all these picks, rather, for Mikal Bridges, and now Giannis is available. How stupid. Like, you don't know Giannis has become available. At some point, you got to put your chips in. You know, Brunson's not going to be this good forever. They went out and made the decision to get Mikal Bridges so he could defend the perimeter and beat the Boston Celtics, which they did. And then, you know, he brought in Karl Anthony Towns because of one of the more difficult guards in the NBA. He just is. He's one of the more difficult guys to guard in the NBA. And when he's on, he can be an offensive firepower. And he was a starter in the Eastern Conference All-Star team. Like, this is the team. And if Leon Rose knows that this isn't going anywhere, and Giannis is a pipe dream, and KD isn't going to happen, and it's going to be Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns, and he feels like that dynamic just will never work with Tibbs, okay, I get it. So as much as I disagree with it, and as much as I don't think that's necessarily the case, and he could figure it out, and I wouldn't mind bringing another offensive coach to help him out with it, and I would expect Tibbs to be willing to, you know, change a little bit. I mean, he doesn't have to change that much. Give him good bench players and tell him he's got to play him a little bit. That's it. It's not like dramatic stuff. As far as coaching, bring in an offensive coach, figure out a way for the two of them to play together, and maybe roll your bench a little bit after you clearly see how it impacted you in this series. Like, I don't think that's crazy for a coach to try and change a little bit, as stubborn as we all think Tibbs is. But if that conversation was had and Tibbs didn't want to hear it, I understand. And if he honestly believed Karl Anthony Towns and Tibbs were never going to work together well enough, and that this is the decision he's made moving forward with the franchise to choose Karl Anthony Towns, then I guess I understand it a little bit, but I'm still against it. Those are the things that are just at least kind of keeping me from going absolutely apoplectic about it. But I still really feel that this coach deserved another shot. He deserved one more year at this group. He earned it. He earned it. He earned it with the win against the Boston Celtics. He earned it by being the first coach to take them to the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. He earned it. He earned it with everything he's done for this franchise since the minute he came here. He earned one more year. He earned a second year with this group. I feel pretty strongly about it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.